Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Marco Myers, he's being evaluated for head. Peek's being evaluated for hamstring. Thought Trevor did a good job tonight, was efficient. Luke and Davis came in. Luke really made a lot of his work, working the ball underneath. Davis had some good throws. I know he won, a couple of those back, but, that's what the preseason's for. Keep evaluating, keep working through, practice, and, kind of we'll see how this whole thing turns out, when we go through our evaluations tomorrow and talk through everything. Thought Bellamy, Cashman, Phillips, those guys all played well, and that was good to see.
Adam, your overall thoughts on Taylor Bertolet?
Yeah, I mean, he hit the ones under 40. He had, 250 plus yarders. 149 that he missed. We were late coming out twice. That doesn't help a kicker when we're trying to get in rhythm. We'll just kind of keep going through what we're talking about tomorrow with the personnel department, kind of see what they're thinking, and we'll just kind of make a decision of what we want to do going forward.
What's your confidence?
Mine's good. I mean, it's just two of those. I just saw guys running out late. You just can't do that to the kicker. You can't bust his rhythm like that.
So you would feel okay on that he's your week one kicker?
Yeah.
What's your assessment right now of the running back position beyond the top two? Bilal, Elijah, and Trent.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of trust there with Bilal, just going against him as many years as we have. With the younger guys, we still got to kind of figure out, how many we're going to keep, what we're kind of looking at there. We haven't had these meetings. That's what the next couple of days are for. So we'll keep working through those. I think those guys know they have a great grasp of the offense. I'm confident when I'm calling plays, I'm not worried about calling something that they don't know or they don't know how to do. I feel like those guys, they understand what we're trying to do, and, it's just going to be about how many are we keeping.
Dorsch, where does he stand in the punt return? I think he got the first one, and then you kind of spread it around a little bit after that.
Yeah, I mean, right now he'd be our top guy in that area. It's just got to kind of see how everything shakes out. I think those guys are – looking to be busy as far as if, good players get released from other teams. They got a lot of guys to look at, probably.
Adam, how do you feel right now about keeping two quarterbacks or three quarterbacks?
We haven't even discussed it yet. They have been avoiding it.
How do you feel overall about the team and what pleased you the most this summer?
I love the way our guys work since they've gotten in here, since we've started in April. I've seen a group of guys that have steadily got better. I feel like those guys are really connecting as a group. There's going to be tough decisions that are going to have to be made here in the next couple of days. But the core group of guys that we have, I think we have good leadership. It's good to see kind of the development that we've gone through and seeing the steps that these guys are making, trying to become a better team. I know we got a long ways to go. Got a lot of regular season games to play. And we'll probably have some ups and downs and some adversity, but we'll figure out what kind of team we have, especially in that first quarter of the season.
And have you started game planning for Bills?
No.
With the cornerback Kyron Brown here to return to practice, but he didn't seem to be out there tonight. Did he have a set practice?
No, we were just being smart with him and Jeff. So we had them practice. They did some good things, but the last thing we wanted to do was put them out here in the game and have any kind of another pull or something come up, because practice is one thing. You get out there and the adrenaline starts going. You start really trying to kick it into gear, and one of those guys pull. I mean, those guys are young, talented players. They've done a good job for us when they've been healthy. So we just got to keep trying to find a way to get them healthy.
Beyond the top three receivers, what did the rest of that group show you in terms of playmaking this preseason?
They showed some versatility as far as what we were asking them to do. Those guys that, nobody's really, one trick ponies. We can, those guys can run their route trees, and, it's just going to be kind of how it balances out. What's our numbers going to be? Who gets cut free? I mean, that's the toughest part when you're outside that first three. It's what's the rest of the league? You're competing against everybody around the league as well.
Do you have your eye on, I don't know how much time you have, but do you have your eye on guys that potentially might get cut on other teams? Obviously, Joe and his dad, that's an eye on.
Yeah, those guys, I mean, that's what they get. They get paid the big bucks for. They just constantly are evaluating that stuff. I mean, they do a good job of bringing, you know, names to us. You know, if we've coached guys before or we've been, you know, competed against certain guys, they'll come to us and ask us, you know, hey, what'd you think of this guy when you were with him? And we give our opinion, and they'll give us certain guys, and we'll evaluate and be part of the process. But, you know, right now they've been just letting us focus on, you know, coaching the guys that we have here.
Would you anticipate that there's going to be a relatively high turnover rate Saturday and forward to Sunday?
It's hard to say because you don't know until you kind of hit that time. So it'll be one of those things that we'll know quickly.
Adam, how challenging are these next couple days going to be from a personal standpoint?
Yeah, it's the worst part of it. So, I mean, when you're spending as much time as we do with these guys from really April till now, especially once you start training camp, I mean, you're around each other from 6:30 in the morning till, you know, 9, 10 o'clock at night, you know, every day, 6 days a week, it feels like. So, you know, it's tough because you develop relationships and, you know, you got to move on, and some of these guys you never see again.
With the punt return situation, is Jameson Crowder an option there?
I mean, he would be an emergency guy. It's just something that he's done in the past, and really for us, he'd be focusing on slot.
Take a couple more, Kim.
Adam, I know week one is still a little ways away, but how anxious are you to see your full team, including Le'Veon Bell, who you didn't see all of preseason? Anyway?
I think I'll get there probably when we hit game week. When we hit that Wednesday, then I'll probably be ready to go. You know, right now we're so focused on what just happened, and then going through the cuts and stuff like that. It's hard to kind of really look that far ahead.
Adam, why did you decide to sit Herndon?
I just thought it was the right thing to do. You know, I mean, he is one of our starters, and, you know, I know he's not going to be here for a little bit, but, you know, that was just kind of what we thought was best for him.
First time we've gotten the chance to talk to you since you guys made the deal for Harrison, just your assessment of him and kind of adding depth to that as well.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you can get a guy that's played, especially at, you know, that position, you know, he has experience, he's been part of a winner. You know, I've competed against him before in the past. It's, you know, I was excited that that went down.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.